From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Secretary of State calls for war crimes investigation.
These are acts that beg for an appropriate investigation of war crimes.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, as he described the acts that have compelled him to call for an investigation into Russia's actions in Syria.
Last night, the regime attacked yet another hospital, and 20 people were killed and 100 people were wounded. And Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
Mr. Kerry said that this is a targeted strategy to terrorize civilians and to kill anybody and everybody who's in the way of their military objectives. He made the comment in a meeting in Washington with visiting French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault on Friday. An agreement between Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov between last month would have created a new counterterrorism alliance in Syria had fighting stopped for a week. That would have been long enough for humanitarian aid to have reached affected areas. Neither condition was met, and airstrikes have continued. Finland and the U.S. signed an agreement on Friday to strengthen their military collaboration in the wake of accusations that Russian fighter jets violated Finnish airspace the day before. Russia's defense ministry quickly denied the accusation, saying their Su-27 military planes flew in strict compliance with the international regulations. Finland has accused Russia of similar airspace violations multiple times since Russia's annexation of Crimea began in 2014. This is VOA News. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees, Filippo Grandi, is calling on richer countries to shoulder more of the burden of caring for the millions of refugees who mainly have sought asylum in poorer countries. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA on the outcome of the UNHCR's annual refugee conference in Geneva.
High Commissioner Filippo Grandi says he is hopeful the renewed commitment made by governments attending the conference will translate into concrete actions to help resolve the world's burgeoning refugee and displacement crisis.
The majority of those 65 million that we always talk about are not in the rich world. They are in the poorer countries. And those poor countries need more of the rich world to share their responsibilities.
Grandi says richer countries can help in different ways. For instance, it can give more money to the poor host countries or resettle more refugees. He says refugee crises are accumulating throughout the world. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The High Commissioner says Greece has been forced to deal with the lion's share of this problem. Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize Friday for his efforts in securing the end of a five-decade conflict with Marxist rebels.
La recibo no a nombre mío.
He said, I don't receive this in my name, but in the name of all Colombians, especially the millions of victims from this conflict who have been suffering for more than 50 years. Colombians, this is for you.
Este premio es de ustedes.
Santos and Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, that would be the FARC leader, Timoleon Jimenez, known as Timochenko, signed the historic peace accord last month, ending Latin America's longest-running conflict, though the treaty was later rejected by a majority of voters in a referendum. Hurricane Matthew was downgraded to a still-powerful Category 3 hurricane as it hit the east coast of the American state of Florida early Friday. On Thursday, about 1.5 million people were ordered to move inland. Former VOA correspondent Pamela Dawkins lives in Florida and reports here from just outside of the city of Jacksonville.
Very desolate. Earlier today, I saw some people out and about when the rain was lighter, walking their dogs and things like that. But pretty much now, with the worst of it directly overhead, people have hunkered down and are just trying to ride this out as best they can.
Forecasters predict the storm will track north along the eastern coastlines of Georgia and South Carolina before heading out to sea, or possibly circling back around to hit Florida once again. President Obama declared states of emergency for Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.